Can you still hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. This is the Monday, December 9th, 2013 show on the Healing Highway, which is our Monday live show on bbsradio.com, Station 1. And we have a wonderful hour of questions and answers coming up for you, and also a great hour of sample healings and clearings that Ron will do live on the show, and they will work for you, I believe, up to 5 times on an archive. So we hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to all our new listeners. And also, if you are brand new listening for the first time and you'd like to know more about Ron and his work, you can check out his website, creationlightship.com. So what we like to do at the beginning of the show is bring up the image of the light being, and you can find that at creationlightship.com, and it's over on the right-hand side of the page. Just click on the image that looks like the face, and Ron will energize that image with peace energy for you and for your space for the duration of the show. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and we'll bring up the light being for peace energy for everybody on this Monday afternoon, evening, morning, depending on where you are in the world. Over to you, Ron.
Hey, here we go, everybody. So let's energize the light beam, and here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll bring in some more energy. This is the male energy coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And we do have quite a few questions from our listeners tonight. We'll be taking questions at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So you can email your questions there, or if you have any testimonials, if you had an experience during one of Ron's healings, or if you've had some clarity or feeling better about a situation in your life, we always like to hear about those. Excuse me, so we know what clearings are working and also what clearings people are doing. So all those things are great to send. And once again, the address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, so let's start with a testimonial from a listener. And it's about Saturday night's show. And it says, Saturday night, Ron took us to the lightship, and it was wonderful. He also did an entity clearing on the show on the air that night. I did not feel anything during the 60-minute show or notice anything unusual. Later that night, I woke from a frightening experience. After about 90 minutes of sleep, I found myself sitting in my bed screaming so loudly that my throat hurt. I believe I was screaming the word no. I have no memory of anything else. I do not know why I was screaming and my heart was pounding. Was this an abduction or was this an entity trying to reattach? How do I protect myself from this happening again? Any advice is greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Well, I'd probably first, I don't know if the entity would be coming that way, but it's possible. You'd know yourself what it would be. So I would say, because we did an entity clearing, it's possible that one got released and wanted to come back in. Also, you may want to do, the alien attack page. So I would probably say it'd probably be more like maybe 60% of entities, since we did entities on the program. And, but you're going to know what it was by looking back upon it now. So I would just either do the alien attack page and or do a holotime entity clearing. So just see if you happen to have, looking back upon your life, if you happen to see stuff happening to you where you're not yourself, people maybe have commented on that, because a lot of times you won't know what's happening to you as other things come into the body, but your friends will know. So ask your friends if you've ever acted like something took over your body. And if they say yes, then you know that you need to get that holotime, entity clearing. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I think also I'm going to put the link to that healing in the fast chat for everybody. And also, if anybody has any suggestions, it could also be this time of year. It seems like there's a lot of this type of stuff that's going on with people. So I wonder, Ron, if there's a way we can be proactive about, you know, doing our timeline crashes, or, I mean, it could even be like a dream situation where you want a timeline crash. You know, you may not even remember what the dream was, but just timeline crash like that evening's date and the time maybe when you fell asleep, and that would that help maybe to clear out whatever, you know, it sounds maybe like a nightmare or something was going on there.
Yeah, that is possible. And also look at it as, you know, what I'm kind of picking up too, what did you do on Halloween, okay? Did you happen to go to a Halloween party where you dressed up in costume and something attached to you? That could be a possibility. That was just a few months back, you know, a couple months. So you may want to look at that aspect. You know, even let's just say you dressed up as a little fairy, you know, and everybody loved how you looked, and there's people there, you know, as devils and whatever else they dress up as, you know, ghosts and aliens, et cetera. Well, maybe your costume, you know, is pretty benign, but entities can still come in. So did you go to any place for Halloween? Did you visit a bar or something? Did you, you know, go to a party where people were doing wearing costumes? They could have all hopped into you. And probably the reaction that you may have had could have been from the entity being released and a crowd of reattached that liked you. So that's how I would look at this here. And timeline crashing could help if you do the date of when it happened to get off that timeline. And remember, you may want to get off maybe 500 to 1,000 of them. So, you know, do that quite a bit because it did affect you. You know, it's right in your realm. So get off that timeline. Remember, if you're on a timeline, you don't like what's happening to you in your life, the timeline could help you to have a better life. Also, you know, if you don't do the clearings, like we always specify and mention about the emotional whole lifetime clearing and a few of the other clearings, if you don't do those, then, you know, you're going to be bringing your whole lifetime baggage to the dinner table. And just by doing one or two of the whole lifetime clearings that don't pertain with maybe fear, trauma, anxiety, emotions, things like this that people normally have, then whatever else you do after that probably is not going to do or help you that much because you have to get rid of the root cause. So you have to get cleaned off first and then see and reevaluate where you are. So what I'm saying is that if you're a first-time listener and you think, wow, I'm going to do a timeline crash for this here and, you know, get these things away from me, yeah, very possibly it could help you. But if you still have the issue on you, inside of you, and it's blinking in technicolor on your psychic billboard, the clearing may not be that beneficial. It may work, but it may not continuously work for you because you may be bringing more stuff to you because you haven't cleaned out the root cause. That's why you want to do these basic clearings. So definitely do the clearings and then, you know, go on to timeline crashing and maybe some other clearings that might help you out. Maybe somebody was connecting with you doing some black magic on you or something. You know, did you go around anybody, in a sense, piss somebody off recently? Did you have a breakup? Was there a relative that don't like you? Maybe, you know, during Thanksgiving somebody got upset with you and they're doing their whammies on you. Well, that's the dark side practitioner clearing. So you yourself will know where you are, what you're going through. And, you know, I'm assuming that you've already had a few of the clearings that must be done first to have the other ones work great for you. Otherwise, you know, you're just putting a Band-Aid on top of it, and it's not going to be very successful for you. So, you know, you have to do at least the emotional whole lifetime clearing. And then from there, I would say the next one, depending what type of person you are, you know, you could be dealing with anxieties. That could be a possibility, or fear. Fear's a big one here, you know. You have fear of fear. Do you have fear of living or fear of dying, you see? So it's up to you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. And it really is, I find a lot of the clearings really work well with each other. So, you know, if you're doing the alien attack removal, and a good clearing to do is one of the free clearings, which is be here in the now. And that one really gets you back in the moment very quickly. And that one is available on creationlightship.com under the sample healings. And I find that if you're having trouble getting started, that one really does help sort of bring you back into the present moment. And I think it's interesting, too, what you said about Halloween, because I think everyone tends to forget that. It's like the day after Halloween is over, you start seeing all of the Christmas decorations and all of the, you know, stores putting out their holiday stuff, and it's like, wow, what happened? And then it's gone all of a sudden, like it's just erased from the timeline. But I think that those energies are still very strong, and it seems like they do affect a lot of people. So I honestly can't believe that we're in, like, December already, and Halloween seems like it was yesterday, but it was already over a month ago, and, you know, Thanksgiving's over. So I think around this time of year, it really is important to stay here in the now. And another way you can do that, too, is do Ron's audio sample at the top of his website, which is another free tutorial, which is called the Be in the Present Moment tutorial. And I think those are both great to do with whatever additional alien attack or whole lifetime clearings that you may be running at the moment. Because I think it seems to me, Ron, and I don't know if this is just my experience or what I've been hearing from people or a little bit of both, but I think it's like a very important time where everybody should be doing these as much as they can. You know, the mind to heart drop, staying in the present moment, and the be here in the now, in addition to doing, you know, the ones that you mentioned. Especially now, it seems like they really try to mess with our timelines around this time of the year. Okay, so I'm going to move on now, and hopefully that answered the listener's question. We have another question here. It's a little bit different, but it's a two-part question. And the first part is the listener is wondering, they said that Special Forces Month is over. Will there be an extension? And then they're wondering, is Special Forces 1 month since, I guess, November 9th, still continuing? Is the enlistment extended?
That's a good one. I don't know at this moment. So I just don't know. I would say probably not at this point. I think there's enough people out there already doing battles and things that we don't need anybody else at this present moment here. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. All right. That's all we know right now on the enlistment and the Special Forces. Okay. So, should also mention that Ron is running a healing special, and it's a continuing special. So, if you purchase one healing, and it's of the value of $100 and over, you can get the next healing for half price. So if you buy a healing and it's an expensive healing, like it's 100 or over, the next healing will be half price. So that's a great thing to know. And also, I wonder if anybody has been doing any specific healings, what they've been doing, or maybe like what you've been wanting to do. So also, it's really helpful, I think, for the new listeners if people want to type in on the fast chat maybe what healing they're doing or what they're planning on doing and then what they would want to get for the half price, because I think a lot of people that are new might appreciate that, knowing what, you know, the regular listeners have done. And, of course, Ron always recommends doing the first healing, which is the whole lifetime emotional healing, because that one's kind of preempts doing any other additional healings on the website. Okay, so a couple people are commenting on the fast chat saying they want to be enlisted, and someone else is saying that, oh, the same person is saying they do 80 timeline crashes at a time, that's all they can handle. And somebody else is asking, how often can we run the free audio samples from the website? And I think you can run those pretty much all the time, Ron. I don't know. Is there a limit on that, how many times they can run the free audio tutorials?
Yeah, it all depends which one it is. The free ones are to kind of show you what's going on, like the Be Here Now, you know, and the alien stuff. So that's no problem. When you're on the radio programs, then they only work five times for you maximum, unless I specify where it won't work at all. And that's just to get you so that you're able to understand that the healings do work. And it's mainly for people who have friends who they want to invite to listen to the website, and that way they can take advantage of it, along with your friends having like an emotional healing or something. But I'm thinking 80 timeline crashes, boy, that's rough. I don't know if I would do that many myself. I would think that you're stretching your body out too far. You know, I don't think I would probably do maybe over 40 of them. You know, so, you know, I can't tell you and limit you on what you want to do, but you know, your body does have to catch up with the clearing and healing. Remember, it has to integrate these energies back to you. So, you know, I would not do 80. 40, I'd say, probably could be okay for a lot of people. Some people, 10 might be an overload. So, you know, everybody tries to say, Jay, my time is limited and I want to get as much done as I possibly can, etc. But this is to, you know, save your life. So, you know, you have to devote time to save your life. So it's always good to know that you can do more than one, but, you know, just be cautious. Then we have our special event coming up on New Year's. It's $20, and it'll be after New Year's, but it'll be a New Year's call where you can sample the energies coming in for next year. And the date on that is going to be on the first Sunday of January, which will be the 5th. And it should be a four-hour call, and it'll be a lot of fun. So we'll see what happens between now and then. There's a lot of energies coming in new right now to the planet, so you may start to feel a rock and roll effect maybe in a week, possibly, so as things get released out of here. Anyway, that's kind of where we are, and at least we'll be here in January. A few weeks ago, I had my doubts. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, that's a really great call. I can't believe that it's already time for that again, but it's a really great call to get on. And it's the 2014 Plant Your Seeds of Intention call. It's a very special New Year's event. And that is where Ron brings in the New Year's energies for each month, and we get to preview the upcoming Ascension energies for 2014. So it's a live four-hour conference call. It's wonderful. And a lot of people like to prepare one affirmation for each month. And it's kind of like an advanced sampling where you can sort of see what the energies are going to feel like 1 month at a time. Consecutively. So it also includes water activation, and each bottle will be activated with the healing light codes specifically for your needs, which is very nice. And you want to have 7 bottles of drinking water ready, from a quart up to a gallon of containers, and that again is Sunday, January 5th, 2014, and it's from 1 p.m. Pacific Standard and 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's very helpful if you call in about 10 minutes early, and we will definitely be announcing this again. It's only $20, and you can also attend as an absentee if you're not able to be on the call. But I highly recommend being on it because it's just such a wonderful call, and it's a really great experience. And also, it does include your personal plants, pets, and garden. So all of those things are invited to attend with you. And children living at home, under the age of 18 are free. So if you are a parent participating, your kids get to attend free, which is actually really nice. And it's a very, very relaxing, calming call. So hopefully everybody can get on that. It's really great, really worth it. I'm always amazed by how these calls feel, Ron. Okay, we're getting a lot of healing requests from people to do a, I guess, remove Ron and octopus energies that a lot of people have been having experiences with over the past couple of days.
Okay, so yeah, so here we go. We did this 2 days ago also. I think we got one off of people's neck. Maybe that was a Friday PBS show, I think. So let's do one now that attached around maybe your sternum, around your lungs, heart. So here we go, taking away. This is just one of them. So listen to the call if you're a newbie. Know that, oh, Ron got rid of this. Well, I got rid of one of them. You know, I maybe got rid of one out of 100. So we get rid of one, and that's good. So here we go. So releasing this one octopus. So first tentacle released. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and 10. And kind of move around a little bit to see if your body's a little looser. The proof's in the pudding. You probably feel something here. And now we'll get rid of the body itself. So releasing that. So one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. Okay. And get rid of the poison. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And a little more energy here, getting rid of the poison. So one, there, that got released. Now we'll do a waste product. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And let's do now dead carcasses. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So let's do another alien critter. This one here, this we get rid of on the eight-hour calls that we have on Sundays. So that'll be the next three adjacent Sundays coming up here. And let's get rid of the critters that are under our skin. They have songs about that, you know, the old days. So here we go. In fact, it's probably my parents' age, you know, one of those songs. Tony Bennett or something, you know, or whatever, you know. Anyway, so here we go, releasing this here, and then we got the stones with something about the thumb, right? What was that one, Elizabeth? Got you under my thumb or something?
Well, are you talking about I've got you under my skin? I think that was like Cole Porter or somebody.
Yeah.
But what was the other one you mentioned about the sun, Ron?
The stones, rolling stones.
The rolling stones.
My thumb, you know. Yeah, the rolling stones under my thumb. But here we go. Releasing these energies.
Oh, yeah, under my thumb. Rolling. Sure.
Yep, here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now let's do one that's on top of your head. These are little maggot energies. So, see if your scalp is crawling. So releasing them. If you have any itches, that's because we're getting rid of some of these, and they may want to bite you on the way out or something, or just say goodbye. So here we go. Releasing them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, they're released. I'm not going to do the poisons and waste products and carcasses that we do on the calls here. So if you wanted to get more of that done, then come on the conference calls. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. And those are all feeling great. And everybody on the fast chat is saying, somebody on the fast chat is saying, thanks, Ron, love to see them go or feel them leave. So I'm sure we all feel that way, because who wants that stuff hanging around with you? So thank you very much. And while we're on the sample healings, Ron, I wonder if you want to do a healing for somebody, or I guess for all of us, for maybe a sample healing for the exhaustion of moving. And I guess that would maybe extend to people if you didn't move this weekend. I think it is kind of just exhaustion from maybe going out and running around and shopping or whatever you were doing this weekend, and then having to work today.
Let's look at the moving, and similar to what you're talking about too, Elizabeth. When somebody moves, you're being disattached from your grid line. Remember, the grid line is probably feeding your body with energy. Mm-hmm. So that's your earth connection, we'll say, on the grid line, bringing up alien life forms into you and everything else that the dark side wants to do to your body. So now you change locations. So they probably got to find you again. And so remember, you should not be connected to anything on the earth, but somehow they connect you. This is why we have that clearing, ley line clearing and grid line clearing, which I think they're probably both very similar, if not the same, on the website. But you're probably tired because you're no longer using Earth's energy of what's there to feed your body, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Another way of stating this here, when you go up in an airplane, all of a sudden you're disconnected from the energy. So if any of you had a recent airplane trip or could remember last time you were on an airplane, you'll notice how peaceful you felt. That's because you're disconnected from the energies of the Earth, and then you're relying upon your own spirit energy. And your body's relying on your spirit energy, where before, the energy from the earth is connected to you. So a lot of negative things can happen on those grid lines, and I could even use the word timelines, where you're living. So here we go. Let's release the energy here that is probably making you tired because you're out doing stuff and maybe you're not connected to yourself, okay, because you got disconnected from the earth energy, which you should not be corded into. So this goes against a lot of the metaphysical people talking about grounding to the earth, because I don't recommend doing that whatsoever. It's very detrimental for you and to you, to your body. So here we go. We're going to bring in more spirit energy into your body to integrate into your body so you can feel better. So one, and we're just activating more of your spirit that's probably sleeping because you don't talk to it, in a sense, or it's not knowing that it needs to go into your feet or legs. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now let's look at something else here. Let's look at, we're doing clearings, for things underneath our skin. What if you have, something that grows on your skin? It could be some type of like a pimple. It could be maybe even a scar. Could be a wart. There's all different types of little growths that people have. And what's in that? Okay, maybe it could be an alien implant. Or just maybe some alien decided to pitch his tent on you, and all of a sudden now you have a bump, and you have something that you go, wow, why did I get this, you know? So let's see if we can get rid of that alien critter that's living on top of your skin. Here we go. So, one, yeah, and kind of think of where you may have one of these here. Could be a mole, too, you know. One, two, three, four, oh, dear, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So I would guess the alien, you know, attack page might help out for something like this. Do you have any other ideas what people could use if they do have blemishes or something? Maybe a lot of moles on their body, different places or something?
I'm thinking that the, well, obviously, like, the first thing I thought of was the skin misting water. And also, I was thinking, like, maybe like a body system rejuvenation healing. Yeah, when you do the, I think that one's for specific physical conditions. So, like, if you have a rash or a burn or some kind of, I don't know, mold that isn't supposed to be there, I think that there it goes from, like, 1 to 14, and goes through all those systems. And I'm going to check now and see if there's, like, a skin.
I think skin is in there.
Skin,
so.
But I think that
might be good.
I think
maybe
you can
even
just enter that one in, like into the other section if you're having like a skin issue.
Yep, sounds good to me.
So that one might be a good one. And that's a really great one to do. You can do unlimited for one day. You can do it for 7 days, or you can do it for 6 weeks. So that one, that's one I would definitely look into. And also healing, Ron, where you just, it's nothing specific, but you just type in your one and clear that. Those are my suggestions. But yeah, I would think that in conjunction with doing maybe some skin misting water, I would do the body and rejuvenation, and also maybe the alien type of energy. You could do the alien attack removal.
And
so
even the, maybe get on the one of the calls for the alien stuff, you know. We do that on Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. That would be one of the alien removal. Clone body, courting, or entity removal. So I think they would all help every week.
So let's do a clearing here I'm seeing like eyes. Maybe some people have eye issues out there or something. So here we go. Let's deal with eyes right now. So we can get rid of some critters on your eyes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And if this helps you, you may wish to do maybe timeline crashes for eyes because you're on the timeline that's dealing with maybe improper vision or something. I can't, you know, say that it's going to make you, you know, see perfect again, but it might help you a little bit. Remember, the timelines are what you're living on. Remember, you're all living on a timeline. And is the timeline beneficial for you or not? And so if it's not beneficial, then find out what you're dealing with on that timeline. And you may wish to do a whole lifetime emotional clearing or some other clearing if it happens to relate to that timeline. And from there, then get off the timeline. So let's just say that hypothetically, each time you walk out your front door to go to your car to go to work, you know, you feel bad vibes or something, or you feel somebody looking at you or watching you, or maybe you, every other day, you somehow slip and fall down or something. Well, that could be one of those special clearings like we have for the barcode of the reoccurring event thing. So that could be one of those things that's triggering you to have a problem or have this happen to you. And then from there, after you do that clearing, you may wish to do the timeline crash to get off of there. But see what the issue is. So the issue you want to clear first. Some issues I don't have on the site. So maybe just the timeline is maybe all that you could possibly do. Because we're mainly, the website is designed to get your body into wholeness with your spirit. You know, not to fix everything in your life, but to get your spirit more empowered in you. So you can't really be empowered if you're on timelines where maybe you're in fear all the time, because your spirit's not going to come into your body if it's fearful. If you're fearful, it's going to run the other direction. So you want to get yourself cleaned out and cleared out in order to have, you know, spirit come fully into you. All the clearings are designed to get stuff out of you. And the only thing that comes into you will be your spirit. And that's what makes the clearance that we have probably completely different than everybody else out there doing, I won't say similar work, but they may use similar words, but it's not the same. But that's what you want to do, is clean yourself out first. Trying to bring something to you, which so many people do. One practitioner says they're going to do 1,000 attunements on you to bring stuff in. And I go, oh, God, I had a workshop. They can probably do that. Just think how much you're connected to something that you're trying to get out of you. Maybe they're going to find your 1,000 weak points and really attach something to you to make you even worse off. But, you want to clean yourself out to get more spirit energy. That's the bottom line. And it's interesting to watch practitioners doing these oddball things and touching people all the time and stuff, because it's really not needed to work that way. But in the darkness, that's how they want to bring forth these practitioners to do that type of work. So the whole thing is to get more spirit energy, and that's what we're here to do, is to clean you out. And just think how you were when you were a baby. If you look back, or even look at babies, they don't have any issues because they haven't learned about the issues yet. And they're on your timeline. So whatever you're doing to that poor baby, oh, I won't say poor baby, whatever you're doing to the baby, they're on your timeline, okay? And so you're dragging them along, and they're experiencing your timeline. And then you get older, and you go, man, that was sure rough when I was 1 year of age, and my mother was doing all this crappy stuff, you know, going to all these practitioners and dragging me with, and I'm seeing all these ghouls and aliens coming into her body, and she doesn't know. She's smiling, she's meditating, she's very, very happy, and she's getting a great feeling out of it, and I'm like horrified. But the baby can't talk then. But now, as you look at back on your life, you go, God, what did she hook me up to? Because I was with her. She was nursing me or holding me in her arms, or I was sitting next to her with big eyes watching all this stuff come into the room. And you may have troubles, and people have seen that. If you've seen that yourself, come on to the fast chat. Somebody mention it, because I have had people talk about this to me. And they go, man, my mother was nuts. You know, she got into that New Age movement. And these are younger people. I would say people that maybe are under 25, you know. And, you know, the parent may be in the 40s, 50s, you know. And the child's watching all this stuff. And now the kids that are here now are a little more awake. I shouldn't say kids, but, it's a different, whole different culture. And they seem to know a little bit more than what, their parents knew. So the whole thing is to get more spirit energy. So back to you, Elizabeth. I know you're only a couple years over 25.
Yeah, just a couple. But we had a, it's interesting you're talking about this, because I have a question here from a listener who had a friend visit overnight, and she felt her energy draining within the first hour of her visit. And this is interesting. She's a Native American medicine woman. So this listener turned the self-empowerment program on and immediately felt their energy coming back. And she's wondering, is it possible she brought an entity with her? She's still feeling some heavy energy around her, and is wondering what advice or healings you suggest.
Very possibly the person brought something in doing that type of practice. So, the person who had this probably got slimed, in a sense, and they got their energy taken away from them, because I just wonder if they felt cold at all, if the room changed into a cold, like a breeze or a mist or something. But what they're trying to do is steal your spirit. That's the bottom line. And or to bring in energies to kind of take away what you have around you to suck off your body energy. So it's kind of hard to say which one it could be there, but the fact that you felt drained meant that they were taking something away from you. As far as bringing something to you, that could be possible too. But I would say more than likely you start losing life force energy. That's what they like to do, is to take energy from you. Energy vampires. So what could you do with that? Well, do the Be Here Now clearing. Do the I Now Increase My Life Force Energy. And then from there, do a Dark Side Practitioner clearing. Get on that clearing and know this person was, maybe could have been a great person that you knew. Maybe you think very highly of them, but whatever came in with them, it liked you. So do the Dark Side Practitioner and put their name down. Maybe you can help your friend out, because they're probably highly attached also to the darkness. And they may not even know it, you know.
Yeah.
Could be a great,
yeah.
great person, you know, a great mentor or whatever, but they got hooked up, and they probably don't know it. So do the clearing
right.
on them, and then also on you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron, and I just totally agree with you, and I think a lot of the times people don't even know what they're getting hooked up to, and it's really not their fault. So, it's really important that you were intuitive enough to notice this, and now you can be empowered and actually take control of the situation and do something about it for yourself and possibly for the other person that was involved. So that's great, and thank you, Ron. Okay, so the next listener has emailed a question, and I guess they heard an archive on the robotic clearing from another radio show, and they heard that there was a whole life version of this, the mind interference body and the seven generation for this. And they're wondering if this would be the same as the mind-ego disconnection clearing.
Oh, they're all different clearings.
They're all different
clearings.
So each clearings.
One has their
okay.
purpose. In fact, I just had somebody more recently do two clearings that I don't talk about. I mentioned on the other program. One is the IQ clearing.
Hmm.
So that can help you somewhat with IQ. I won't say it's going to make you into a genius, but it could take away some blockages that, you know, you're not connecting dots on, and that could help you with that. The other clearing is the education clearing. And so that clearing, I've only mentioned it maybe three times throughout all the programs that I've had. And that one deals very heavily with mind control from education. So I won't say what education is. It could be just you live in life too. So along with, you know, what you do when you're younger. You know, in the mornings and afternoons. So you may wish to do that.
Well, that's interesting, because I think earlier, I think I might have lost it on the fast chat, but somebody was asking about would clearing college make learning harder or easier? if they were clearing, like, I guess, mind energy related to getting an education or going to college.
Yeah, I would say do those two clearings there, you know, that we talked about. If you're going to college and you're a student, you know, do those two clearings. That could help you out. Also, you have to remember, you know, what mind control is around, what's happening. I mentioned this story before. This is true. It may make you start to think if we have any new people on, or even older people. I watched this movie, I think it was on the History Channel, I'd say 5 years ago. And they were talking about the end of World War II, and they had American forces somewhere overseas in Europe, and it was naturally in Europe where they were. It was snowing out. And the forces, this is, I believe, about 2 weeks before the war was supposed to end. And so the American forces were there, like, having R&R. And the people in the town were saying, geez, we're hearing, now get this, German tanks at night coming up, you know, from a long ways away. And then they actually talked about the German side of it, how they decided to do this offense on all these soldiers for the last battle of, I guess, World War II, I think. I may not be completely correct, but just kind of follow what I'm saying here. So if you think about this, the people in the town who are connected to their town, to their grid line and everything else, knew that timeline. And so naturally they're saying, hey, something's invading my timeline coming in here because we can hear the tanks. Now, everybody knows that you can hear stuff for miles, you know, at night, you know, when it's a cold night, especially where there's snow and stuff. You know, it's not, you know, you can probably hear a sound maybe for 5 miles. And you know how noisy tanks are. Just the tracks making noise. You hear that in the movies, plus the diesel motors in them. And here they ran and took everybody, this whole German regiment, I guess, coming forward. And they started devastating these poor soldiers. And the people in the town said, hey, they're out there. And the people in charge, the general or whoever was there, you know, in charge of all these men, said, oh, yeah, your guy, you know, I don't believe you. You know, nobody said, we didn't hear anything. Or they said, no, they're coming, you know. And so anyway, that's how it is to be on a different timeline. So just think of them, the soldiers, the Americans, we'll just call them, maybe another maybe British there too, I don't know. But we'll just say the Americans were there. And they were on a whole different timeline. They got dropped in or taken out when the Germans were coming, so they didn't have any clue, okay? Then maybe they got reinserted over again. So then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they were in battles with the Germans. They were probably like a half a mile away from them with heavy artillery. And, yeah, a lot of people died on that one. So, you know, as you think about this happening, the first thing you could say is, gee, how could they be so stupid, you know? And why didn't they hear? You know, were they all drunk or something? Why didn't they hear these guys coming, you know, for like a week? So you have to realize that that's what it would be. And so they got warned many times, I think two times, three times, and nobody even paid attention to it. So the other way, the other flip side of the coin is they were probably abducted on timelines at night, going somewhere else. The people living in that town, since they're connected to that grid line, knew they were coming, but the soldiers, the people in charge, didn't believe them when they said, hey, Germans are coming. Hello, wake up, you know. And they probably thought that, wow, I didn't hear anything. So that's how timelines work. We talk about this also on how cars can get dropped in next to you or people out of nowhere, and you wonder, well, how'd they get there? Or I almost got into a wreck. That car wasn't there, you know, 2 seconds ago. Well, that's what it is. So that's how tricky these timelines can be. This is why you want to clear your issue on a timeline, okay? This is what I'm getting down to here. So you got an issue with fear, go in and do a whole lifetime fear clearing. Get off that major timeline of fear and then do timeline crashes on fear. You know, whatever you sense is happening to you on fear, you know, you want to get rid of that so you can now, you know, say, you know, adios amigos, I'm done with that, you know, fear stuff. Now I can work on something else, which maybe is more peaceful. Remember, your issues are given to you. They're restored inside of you. The aliens activate them. And you can be living on that timeline of fear for your whole lifetime. And you don't know why other people are happy and smiling and having a great time, and you're always in fear. That's because that's where you are. So get off of those timelines. But first, find out what the issue is. And if it is one of the more common ones, fear, anger, regret, you know, sadness, anxiety, we have clearings for that on the website. Do a whole lifetime clearing, because that's where you're living. And that brings you into that timeline. So you want to get off the timeline into one that has more peace or is peaceful. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so that's very true, Ron. And I think for the person that was asking about education, I did put the links to both the IQ courting and the education clearing into the fast chat. And I hope that helps. I mean, it's a hard question to answer because it's like, well, it will probably make your education easier because I'm thinking you'll be more heart-centered and less mind-driven. But at the same time, I mean, it's sort of like you do have to use mind energy to read and write and do all of those things. So I'm not sure really how that would work, but it would be interesting to try it and see. And I think in the long run, I think any of these clearings you do would be great for your spirit. So that in and of itself is kind of an education all on its own. So we're actually coming down to the end of the show here, and we did get a lot of questions tonight. I think maybe the next question might be the last one, but this listener is asking, so I guess this person has recently moved, and they have done all on-planet clearings for their new house, and they will do off-planet also. They're wondering if you could take a look at the house and see if it has anything else that needs to be cleared.
I'm just picking up maybe living room area, so, you know, just concentrate a little bit more on that area. It feels like there was some situations happening there in your living room. So I would just clear that out. It could be anything happening. Maybe something died there. People were there, a lot of mental energy. So just kind of clean out that. And you can do the space clearing, too. That could help. But the living room is what I see, you know, out of your whole house would have a little more energy on it that could affect you. So back to you, Elizabeth. Looks like we're getting close.
Okay.
We've got another video program coming on here.
Ron, do we have time for, I think we have time for one more question, and then Ron does have the other program coming on after this, which you can find a link to on creationlightship.com. Okay, so this person has done 1,000 timeline crashes for the threat of a government entity extorting money from them, and they're wondering, did it help? So they've done 1,000 timeline crashes.
It feels like it's probably about one-third effective right now. So I'd say you want to do maybe 1,000 more of those. You will know when you feel a shift in yourself, and then check it maybe every couple of days to see if you need to do more of those. Remember, the fact that you can get off that timeline could change the reality of somebody else who's on it. Maybe they won't see you anymore or look for you. You know, I can't guarantee that. I can't guarantee that agency, whatever it would be, I imagine it's probably one of those letter agencies, you know, alphabetical agencies there. You could very possibly change the timeline of what could be moving against you in the future, okay? Remember, the past is already with you, but the future can be changed, and you may have somebody else. Let's just say you have a person there. Let's say you have two people. You have one person who works at this ABC company, and they don't like people at all, and they think they're the one to really put the shaft to you, okay? So that's person A. Now you got person B, who's more happy-go-lucky, who's really helpful. So by doing the timeline crash, very possibly you can get rid of the person A and get person B that might help you. And or maybe C may come about where maybe they may say, well, yeah, this is okay. We'll just sort of, you know, be very easy on this person since they're being haunted, we'll say. And it could be a whole different scenario, and it might work out better. So, yeah, get off of those timelines because you're creating the timeline for them to be on, okay? You're rolling out the magic carpet for them to come into your timeline. So, get off, pull in that magic carpet. So, thank you, Elizabeth. We'll see everybody later. Our next BBS program is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific, and that is 10 o'clock Eastern. And then we also have our conference call tomorrow where we get rid of energetic cordings. That starts at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. Energetic cordings that are attached to you, draining your energy. So thank you. See you later, everybody. Blessings.